Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In 2008, I was an Obama voter, and actually tonight I'm pretty ecstatic to see Ron Paul getting the votes he's getting. And after seeing him speak, I think he definitely deserves a win here. I felt the excitement of a football game while watching him in my living room. And, you know, put a big smile on my face. He brought up a lot of good points and brings up a lot of things of our constitutional nature that need to be fixed and restored. You know, recently the NDAA took effect, which is completely unconstitutional for our rights. And, you know, Obama's done a lot to deceive the American people. So hopefully, you know, we can see Ron Paul get in there and really make a change for the nation and, you know, do what's best for the people.
That is a caller who is very happy with Ron Paul's second place finish in New Hampshire yesterday. The New Hampshire primary is what we're going to talk about during this hour of the Wednesday Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the 11th of January. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview. Ron Paul came in second after Mitt Romney. John Husband was third at 17% of the vote. Newt Gingrich was fourth at 10%, 9% to Santorum. And Rick Perry had no show, basically, got 1%. So what do you think? Listening, if you are carefully listening to the people who are speaking on behalf of Mr. Paul, they are young and there's a good balance between men and women. It gives one hope, at least this is how I would read this. You read it the way you want and comment as you will at 800-510-8255. What it tells me is that people are educating themselves about the system. People who are trying to make it in the system see that the system is rigged against them. If you're trying to start a business, for example, or you're trying to just kind of exist, the government has become so big, powerful, out of control in terms of individual rights. The young people who are looking to have their piece of the American dream see the current stage and don't like it. And so I think there's a very hopeful sign here for those who are supporting the thoughts of Ron Paul. And if he doesn't make it, you can be sure his thoughts will if whoever gets into office next time around wants a second term. I think that's the way to read it. That's the way I'd read it. Let's find out from you who is really the ultimate here. You're the decider. Now that George Bush is gone, you're the decider. What say you? 800-510-8255. So what we'll do is what we usually do in the countdown. We'll take some bits and pieces of various programs. This is about the issue-oriented talk radio and talk television programs following the campaigns. Some of the radio and television hosts, and then your calls at 800-510-8255. Let's start by listening to, from Fox, Brett Baer, Britt Hume, Megyn Kelly, talking about the primary and Ron Paul.
Senior political analyst Britt Hume with some thoughts on this evening. Hi, Britt.
Hi, Brett. My thought would be, obviously, we have an important win for Romney in New Hampshire. Proves once again that the New Hampshire primary matters and matters a lot. The poll showing is interesting because I think it's a perhaps a closer second than many of us thought he would achieve. But I continue to believe, and I think most observers do, that he's got about as much chance of being nominated as RuPaul would. And so I don't think, you know, all he does is block the others from any real effort to overtake Romney. The Huntsman finish, while it was better than some of his poll showings and did represent a minor surge, I don't think it's enough to give him much momentum coming out of here. And what this shows you, Brett and Megan, is that if you look at this field now and you look ahead and you think, well, now who now is in a position to really challenge Mitt Romney going forward? The one person with enough national name recognition and perhaps enough money and enough intellectual candle power who might have been able to do it is Newt Gingrich. And this shows you why it was so important for the Romney people to do to him what they did to him in Iowa, which was to knock him down and to leave him in a position where now tonight, you know, he's fighting with Rick Santorum to finish a distant fourth, maybe even fifth. So I as we look ahead here, you know, it's not over, it's never over, we got a long way to go, and all of that is true. But it's kind of hard to imagine a scenario in which any of these other candidates really emerges as a serious challenger to Mitt Romney.
But can Newt Gingrich still do it, Britt? I interviewed him yesterday. He believes he can have a resurgence. He's got some money in the coffers now. There's this 29-minute film coming out by a group somewhat affiliated with Gingrich that's going to go after Mitt Romney and his experience at Bain Capital. So he believes he can still stop Mitt's momentum.
Well, he may be able to cause Romney some damage, particularly if Romney goes on to win, and some damage in the general election, because it will help to give credence, perhaps, coming from Gingrich, to attacks on Romney from the left, which is, make no mistake about it, that's what this is. This is an attack on by Newt Gingrich on Mitt Romney from the left. Now, Gingrich denies that, but I think that's not likely to be the view taken by very many Republicans. I don't think this approach to Mitt Romney is going to do Newt Gingrich much good with Republican voters. I think, you know, you look at what happened today. You had Rush Limbaugh climbing down his smokestack, likening him to the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Other conservatives have said as much. So I think Newt Gingrich ought to spend that money on positive ads.
Yeah. The negativity, this is one of the things coming out of the poll, the polls that are there are people who go to the polls to vote, and then there's the polling being taken of those who have been in the poll, and the resounding message from New Hampshire's exit polling yesterday was all the negativity, and people can't stand that, and the guys who are doing most of that are Gingrich and Santorum. So I'm, as usual, not in agreement with the Britt Hume. A couple of interesting points there, which you can reflect on if you choose to at 800-510-8255. Next up on the countdown, we'll go to CNN and get their take on it before we listen to some of the radio hosts and your calls coming up after that. Again, the number is 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com. And Good Day Show brings you around. The question there at the moment, do you like the primary system should we change it so that we have a national primary day, which would be what I would be for, because after four, five, six of these, you get one person that wins. The rest of your votes are basically worthless. That's a tough pill to swallow when you feel strongly about somebody, right? 800-510-8255 at 14 after on the countdown.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion, so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better.
Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Wild card quantities last. In-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have you along to listen to what's going on. The hot hits in talk radio. Number one this week will be the GOP presidential race, as it has been for the past couple of months and will probably be through the balance of the spring anyway, depending on whatever else may be going on. But this is hot stuff. The primary in New Hampshire, what has happened here from CNN, Wolf Blitzer and Brian Todd talk about the quick move to South Carolina.
What do we already know about those ad buys in those key markets?
Well, they're really ramping up, Wolf. Let's look at South Carolina, site of the January 21st primary. That's where the ad war has already started. So far, the campaigns and the political action committee supporting them have already made small ad buys in South Carolina, and that's as reported by the Campaign Media Analysis Group. But here's where you really have to look close here. This is what we know so far of the planned spending on ads by the campaigns and the super PACs supporting them. The pro-Gingrich super PAC is key here. They have reserved $3.5 million worth of TV ads. It carries them to the lead there in those South Carolina media markets. Those ads are going to attack Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital, his record on jobs. Now, as for ads for Romney, add in $2.3 million from the super PAC supporting him, and he's coming up toward Gingrich here. The total, we believe, between his campaign and that super PAC, about $2.7 million. Rick Perry's got some money invested in South Carolina, and the super PAC supporting him so far between him and his campaign have so far spent or planned to spend between $1.5 and $2 million on ads just in South Carolina. Rick Santorum's surge has given him a boost in ad spending. Between his campaign and super PAC ad money planning, well over $1 million in campaign spending. Ron Paul's campaign here has already spent $95,000 on ads in South Carolina. No reported ad buys for John Huntsman there. Let's project ahead to Florida for the January 31st primary. The only candidate so far with any ad spending there, Mitt Romney. Between his campaign and the PAC supporting him, $1.2 million in ad buys in Florida. Well, Florida, a big state for ad buys, so the other campaigns are going to have to ramp up that spending as well. We know that.
A great economic stimulus package for a lot of these states that have these caucuses and primaries. What about the ground game in these upcoming states, Brian? Any word on what kind of manpower the candidates are throwing into those states?
Yeah, that's what we call retail politics, Wolf. You know it well. It's important in New Hampshire. It's also crucial in South Carolina. From what we have found so far, the Romney, Gingrich, Paul, Santorum, and Perry campaigns have multiple offices in the state of South Carolina. John Huntsman has one office there. The campaigns each average about a half dozen staffers in the state, but they are working around the clock right now for that January 21st primary. In Florida, we're told Romney has multiple offices. He's got the resources to set up there early. Perry and Huntsman each have one office in Florida. Some of the others just getting set up with offices there, including maybe Rick Santorum in the days ahead, depending on how he does in South Carolina. But they have all mobilized volunteers all over Florida. You know, that's obviously a state where you've got to get your volunteers going and going early.
All right, so there's the projection ahead. You hear that word a lot from a lot of the newsies, projected for this and projected for that. What do you project for these candidates? Mitt Romney, in a matter of moments, we're going to listen to John and Ken talk about how Republicans better suck it up because he's going to be the candidate. So what about Ron Paul? If you think he's not going to be a factor in the presidential race, you're kidding yourself. If you want to win, you better bring Ron Paul along for the ride because his supporters are very important to any win over Obama. You wait and see how that all gets kicked around like the can down the road. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And here we go back again at 800-510-8255. That's the calling number. Get to your calls in a few moments. Let's get a couple of samplings from radio hosts as to their take on where all of this is at the moment, starting with John and Ken, who talked about Mitt Romney winning both Iowa and New Hampshire.
It's now on to the South, because the next primary is South Carolina on the 21st. And by the way, Romney had a home field advantage. He has a vacation home in New Hampshire. He was governor of Massachusetts. High name recognition for him. And he spent a lot of time and money in New Hampshire. So it's not surprising that he won the state. But as been pointed out, to win both Iowa and New Hampshire now, although Iowa is still in contention, is it not? Because they miscounted some votes and won. Anyway. It doesn't really happen that often that somebody wins both of these coming right out of the box.
You know, barring something spectacular.
Because in 08, Huckabee won Iowa, but McCain won New Hampshire.
Yeah, there you go, Mike Huckabee. Yeah, President Mike Huckabee. I mean,
what's wrong with Arkansas?
Look, here's the thing. Romney, barring something spectacular happening, is going to be the Republican nominee. People who don't like him are just going to have to swallow it and decide whether he's better than Obama or not. Because all these other guys are still clowns. You see, when Obama was running 4 years ago, he had Hillary Clinton. She was very plausible as a president. They were both nearly equal in stature as presidential material. There's nobody who's within 5 miles of Romney. Look who came in second tonight. Ron Paul. Crazy Ron Paul is the second choice.
So far.
Yeah. John Huntsman third, and all the other crackpots that were big stuff a few weeks ago, Gingrich and Santorum, they're eating poop. They're nowhere. And those guys are going to be out of money real soon. They're going to be out of money and out of organization, and they're going to die somewhere along the way in the next month.
But I tell you what, after South Carolina, a lot of them will quit.
Oh, they will.
That's coming up soon, and that's a different arena, the South.
John and Ken assessing what's going on in the Republican process. Here are our hosts, John Osterlund and James Parker, talking about Mitt Romney's win and whether he's the candidate that the current president, Mr. Obama, does not want to face.
From what the politicos say, Parker, if you talk to the people in the know, out of all of these candidates, the one Obama does not want to run against the most is Mitt Romney.
Oh, beans.
You don't believe that?
No, I hear different politicos saying different things, and I do hear that one, but what constituency of Obama voters is Mitt Romney going to dip into? None. Zero. That's the one he wants to run against. Are you kidding?
No, I think you're wrong there, because
the biggest albatross around Obama's neck is Obamacare, and the softest candidate...
He just said he'd repeal it.
Sure. Sure, of course he's going to say he would repeal it. And replace it with what, Romneycare?
No.
I'm just saying, look...
He said he does. He believed in Romneycare for his state. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe for a federal health care plan. He has said that.
Sure, so he would encourage all states to adopt Romneycare is what he would do. Look, the guy's not against individual mandates, and his actions and his record are going to be much more powerful than whatever campaign promises, because campaign promises are worth squat.
So you don't think he's going to repeal Obamacare? You don't think he's going to go and attack the national debt like he just said? He's just that's all a bunch of hot water.
He may make an attempt to appeal Obamacare. See how easy that is. He may make an attempt. That's out of his hands anyway. If the Congress doesn't do it, he's not going to be held accountable for it. He can't do that if he wants to. And as far as the budget goes, absolutely not. He's not going to cut the budget. I mean, he may reduce the amount of increase in spending. He may cut the deficit, but it will never be balanced under Romney, much less shrunk.
You think it would be balanced under Ron Paul?
There would be a more valid attempt to balance it, yes. But just the same way the Republicans, the whole time that they had the House and Senate under George Bush for 6 years, never made a valid attempt to balance the budget.
No, they spent. They spent.
Exactly.
They spent.
That's what you'd have. You'd have the establishment guys back in there, and the spending would be less offensive, but still offensive nonetheless.
Is this about the establishment versus the anti-establishment? What do you think? 800-510-8255. More, obviously, on this coming up in a few moments on The Countdown.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Stephan, making hay here, a focus on the presidential race, the GOP presidential primaries, and what happened in New Hampshire. Help yourself with your thoughts about your favorite candidate or the process or the advertising or the money or the other issues that are part of this. 800-510-8255. How many of you are upset about Ron Paul's attack on Rick Santorum? Basically, Paul said he's not a conservative at all. That's the word. Everybody between that and making reference to Reagan, Newt Gingrich, man, he's all over. I'm a Reagan conservative. He didn't do well with that message because he trailed Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and John Huntsman up in New Hampshire. Rick Santorum had about 10% of the vote, about the same as Gingrich. So is it a significant failure for the former House Speaker? 800-510-8255. We monitor talk radio programs and talk television programs. There are about 200 shows that we listen to on dozens of really good radio stations around the country to get the input of the hosts, like Mac and Larry. Mac Watson, Larry Gatos, talking here to Meghan McCain, Senator McCain's daughter, about this field of candidates.
What is exciting about this GOP election?
Because, so far, maybe. Yeah.
So far, we're not feeling a buzz. We're not feeling the heat. What have you found out?
You know, I think I have had, obviously, the pleasure, like I have with so many things in my life, of being able to be around politicians, you know, out of their natural habitat on a personal level. And I got to know Mitt Romney really well and his family when they started endorsing my dad in the last election cycle when we all went on the road together. And he's a really charming, smart, you know, charming is really the word I would use to describe him, man. And I just think he is an incredibly capable leader who has a very, very, very good shot of being President Obama in the next election, especially if he chooses Marco Rubio as his running mate.
Yeah, but charming doesn't get you elected.
Sometimes it does.
Why hasn't? But it's usually that there's some kind of sizzle or some kind of, man, that's the guy. I'm not feeling that this time around.
I think he needs to pay a little more attention. I mean, tonight's a big night for him. He didn't just win by a little. He won by a lot. I mean, we're talking, you know, 15 points ahead of Ron Paul, 20 points ahead of John Huntsman. This is a very big win for him. He won Iowa. I guarantee you he will win South Carolina, et cetera, et cetera. And I think once people really get to know him and you start seeing him sort of off the stump, even though I think his policies are fantastic, I really, really, really like him as a politician. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't BS you guys. I wouldn't BS my loyal readers and my, you know, my Twitter followers or anyone. I wouldn't endorse anyone if I didn't think that they were really a capable leader. And, you know, I just think he's going to hit Obama hard on the failings of his administration.
Oh, so you think he's going to be he's going to be the guy? He's going to be the GOP
guy. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's over after tonight. I mean, if he took Iowa and then he takes New Hampshire and he's the first non-incumbent to win both Iowa and New Hampshire, I don't see how anybody else is going to touch this guy. I mean, he's on his way to the nomination.
Oh, this is locked and loaded as it is, but it will be done in a matter of weeks.
That's Ms. McCain, Megan, pretty intelligent, attractive. People like her, and she's speaking for the family. Sounds like she's speaking for the family. In case you haven't followed this, you're just waking up to what's going on. Mitt Romney, no surprise, wins in New Hampshire. Ron Paul, a surprise, finishes second. Sort of a surprise. The rest of the candidates don't like it because Ron Paul has a message that's echoing strongly, and Mitt Romney's got to pay attention to that. And I'm guessing, given the support that Paul, he then take a shot at Romney, seems to be pretty supportive of him. You got to wonder what's going on in the background there. Although I think Meghan McCain suggesting Marco Rubio, who's a senator from Florida, would be the vice presidential nominee. Man, that'll get you the Hispanic vote in 2 seconds flat. And they're not enamored with Obama anyway. So a lot of things developing here that are pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. Gingrich continues to try to come up with some way of getting attention. And the people at Fox love him, as is obvious with this conversation that Gingrich had with Bill Hemmer.
A super PAC for Mitt Romney is spent the money that took you down in Iowa, according to almost all the analysts. Your numbers were way high. They spent millions of dollars attacking you, and you went way down. Is that where this attack Mitt Romney thing began with you? Is there a real hate there? And do you agree with Peggy Noonan, who today described you as a, quote, angry little attack muffin, unquote?
Well, you know, anytime somebody uses the word little about me, I'm so grateful. That it's a little hard for me to be particularly angry about it, so I'm not going to comment negatively. All I'll tell you is, Governor Romney, I spent 3 weeks saying, let's be positive. I spent 3 weeks saying directly to Governor Romney in the media, why don't you pull the ads? When we were positive, I was ahead by a huge margin because the ideas I was offering, the Reagan conservatism I was offering, was winning. In fact, if you look at the New Hampshire Union Leader editorials, again and again they said, on philosophy, on solutions, I was winning. The Wall Street Journal said my economic plan was bold and aggressive. They went on to say that Romney's plan was so timid it resembled Obama. Now, that's the Wall Street Journal describing Romney's plan as so timid that it resembled Obama. At that point, Romney decided he had to go negative. I spent 3 weeks saying to him, it'd be much better to run a purely positive campaign. He said a variety of things about, you know, can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, and having broad shoulders and so forth. Fine. If this is the campaign he believes is appropriate, I am prepared to draw a contrast. We just put up RomneyTaxes.com. It lists every tax increase that he had while he was governor. Now, it's factually accurate, totally correct, verifiable by anybody who wants to look at it, but go look at RomneyTaxes.com. It's not nasty. It's not personal. It just says, here's what he did to raise taxes as a Massachusetts moderate.
A week ago, you say it was when, after Iowa, is when you decided that going positive wasn't going to work. Some numbers from Real Clear Politics averages of the poll since then. A week ago, you peaked in New Hampshire at 22%. You're now at 9% and in fifth place in New Hampshire. In South Carolina, a week ago, you peaked around 40%. You're now at 20% and in third place in South Carolina. And in Florida, a week ago, you peaked at 45%. You're now at 25% in Florida. This go negative thing, is it working?
Well, first of all, those two states, we haven't responded yet. And in South Carolina and Florida, we've already got Romney negative ads running. I mean, he's going in early, spending lots of money. His idea is that he's going to shrink his opponents down to his size because he can't grow. In New Hampshire, in fact, the latest Suffolk poll this morning said Romney had lost 10 points in 8 days. We're in a three-way race for third, and I think that we're doing just fine here. We're going to come out of here strong enough to go to South Carolina, which I think is the state where I have to win and where we have to beat Romney.
So are you buying any of that Newt Gingrich? And that was Shepard Smith, not to Bill Hemmer he was talking to. Not necessarily. That's an important distinction, but I'd like to be as accurate as possible, as often as possible. For weeks this winter, as Gingrich's presidential hopes faltered under the weight of millions of dollars of attack ads paid for by backers of Romney, there's been a small group of Gingrich supporters quietly lobbying for help from some of the richest men in America. Sheldon Adelson is a billionaire casino owner, Mr. Gingrich's longtime friend and a patron. Mr. Romney supporters were also calling, imploring Mr. Adelson to stay out of the race. By the time Gingrich got into New Hampshire, some of his top backers had given up on Adelson and begun prospecting elsewhere, including among some of the supporters of Governor Perry, to finance the counterattack. The cavalry arrived. A $5 million check came from Mr. Adelson to Winning Our Future, which is a super PAC that supports Gingrich. The group reserved $3.5 million in advertising in South Carolina, which is a huge sum of money. And so now you see what happens in the violation of what this country really stands for, the outrageous, gross corruption that comes from guys like Adelson. This is what's wrong, and more people need to know about this. This is the kind of stuff the news media should be lifting up and presenting to you so you know how corrupt and rotten this system has become because of money. And I say that both acknowledging Gingrich and the pals of Romney from Bain Capital that are pouring millions of dollars. I said last summer, I'm going to be a hypocrite here, I was appalled when it became obvious what Romney was doing, what kind of games he was playing with his pals from Bain Capital. They'd start a business in, I think they started one in Massachusetts and California and one other state, maybe New Hampshire, I'm not sure where it was, but there were three things that happened pretty much simultaneously the same day. People who were all from Bain start these phony corporations, and they kick in $1 million into the Romney campaign, and the next day the company has folded. That's within the law. Can you imagine what kind of corruption that breeds? As much as I want to see anybody but Obama, but it's pretty appalling when you see this stuff. And Gingrich, and you know, he's trying to separate himself from Romney. They're two peas in a pod. They're as fraudulent as can be when it comes to this sort of thing. So what say you about that? We'll get to your calls the rest of the hour devoted to you and your calls and your input at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hevert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
800-510-8255. Just reviewing some of the calls we've had over the past month or so with regard to this issue, that is, who's running in the GOP race. And of all of the major candidates, from Mitt Romney to Ron Paul to Huntsman to Gingrich to Perry, the least conversational focus has been on Rick Santorum, at least on this program. I wonder why that is. I'm asking a rhetorical question for those of you who may be supporters of his, because he's obviously got some support in certain sectors. He wouldn't get my vote, but and even if the anybody better, I think he's so bad, he'd test my resolve to vote for anybody but Obama. Oof. Here's Maggie in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Hi, Maggie. Welcome to the countdown.
Well, I know why Santorum is never discussed, because you don't get that kind of an audience. You're too, you have too many variety, and, you don't stick just to the right-wing message, and that's where they hang out.
Yeah, okay, well, that may be it. That's pretty observant of you, Maggie. What about your observations, given two primaries or a primary and a caucus? Where do you think this all is going?
Well, I think I don't care for Romney at all. I find him insufferable. But he's not going to win. I was never going to vote for him anyway. Uh-huh. But he did have made a huge mistake by coming down on Gingrich with all that stuff. Now Gingrich is
going to get... Would you vote for Gingrich?
No, I'm going to vote. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm into something you haven't gotten into much, is Americans Elect. I'm completely out of the two parties at this point. I can't.
So how does Ron Paul fare with you?
Well, he's big on there. He's taken that thing over. I don't know if you know. You probably don't have time to keep up with these side things.
I'm keeping up with Ron Paul because I think his message is what's resounding more than any other message with more people in this country than anything else. People are fed up with big government. The news media has a lot invested in big government. Remember that.
I know it.
Yeah, so they're not going to be supporting Ron Paul under any circumstance. So what this is showing, the Ron Paul surge and the interest in Ron Paul is directly a result of the new media. That is, people being able to share ideas on Facebook and Twitter. That's where he wins, and that's where whoever is going to win is going to win. They spent all this money advertising, and I want them to do that because it's good for radio, but it will, down at the end of the line, the important decisions are going to come, at least for the people who are using these tools, by watching what's there, and the people who are watching like the message from Ron Paul. That's the story. Well, go ahead. One final comment, Maggie.
Well, he's absolutely leading on American Select, which is all on the Internet. That's all it is.
That's it. So there, that tells you the story. Thanks. Keith, quick comment from you. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air on the countdown.
Yeah, for every staple, there's a Bain Capital Alliance lender. For Romney, he's going to go across the aisle. He will have health care with Republicans and Democrats. $2.6 trillion already. Ford government pays 45% of it. Gingrich, their establishment, don't want because he'll cut out a lot of departments.
Gingrich cannot win. Keith, read my lips. Women will not vote for Newt Gingrich. They despise him. If you want to win, you got to get young people and women to vote for your candidate. That's where the chance is. Newt is a loser. Doesn't win. Can't win. 51 past the hour.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yacking it up. Yes, 800-510-8255. Interested in your thoughts, your feelings. We take a lot of calls here. Some of them we put on the air live. Some of them we edit for broadcast later on. We're monitoring lots of talk radio programs, thoughts of the hosts and the callers. Here's Bob, who's a Democrat.
You know, I think Romney in the end is going to pull it out, unfortunately, because he's got all the money behind him. And money talks. But, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I've voted Democrat for decades and decades. But I would cross over, and I would vote for Huntsman, because I think Huntsman is a reasonable, rational, you know, person that I think could do a great job. But I'll tell you, I don't think that... As American people, I think we cut off our noses to spite our faces and bicker and argue. And, you know, I don't think that we can get it together enough, Republicans and Democrats, to take a guy like that. And I'm just a guy in New York, and I'm not politically active, and I'm not, you know, calling in, you know, trying to. But I think the man has what it takes to really unify, but we just... We're destructive as a people, as a nation, and I don't think we're going to allow it.
That's a good analogy, Bob. That's really well thought out, very provocative statements. Thank you for the call, 800-510-8255. He'd vote for Huntsman if he thought he could get the nomination, and he's a Democrat. That's pretty interesting. What do you know about Huntsman? A lot of people don't like him because they think the Mormonism. I mean, why doesn't the same thought about Mormonism follow Mitt Romney as it does Huntsman, would be my question. 800-510-8255. Remember the discussion, Joe Lieberman, running as vice president. Shall a Jew get that job? And when Kennedy ran, the Catholics all over the place. David in Michigan, go ahead.
I'm calling to just ask why have they forgotten that the strongest chain is its weakest link? We need to put this country back together. There's no sense in all this bickering and political posturing. Whether you're Democrat or Republican or an independent, we're all Americans. It doesn't seem to be working too good. It's more like a boxing match up there in Congress. The president can't get nothing going his direction because of political posturing. And yes, I can appreciate somebody making a, you know, money, but making money off of money, you know, is not a good idea. Money financing who's going to be the next president takes away the voter. Whoever has the most money seems to be able to buy even the conscience of the country that we once had. And that's where the country is sad.
You know what, David? That's why you like the message of Ron Paul. That's why he's getting nickel and dime donations from people, nickel and dime, dollar here, dollar there, not taking big money. That's where the system has broken down. You've realized it and pointed out some important things for us to keep in mind. Thank you. Here's Ray calling from Arizona with thoughts on the Republicans.
That man has never really had to work a day in his life. You better wake up. If Romney is the best the Republicans can come up with, they're in real trouble. I'm about the same age as he was. We're both born and raised around Detroit, I know. But about 15 miles and light years away, this man has never had to work a day in his life. He would be another. He would be George Bush redo. You better wake up, people. This is what, yeah. And the Republicans have dragged the political conversation so far over to the right that we're in a day and age where somebody like Ron Paul, a right wing kook, is giving any kind of gravitas. They're in real trouble.
That shows how much you don't know, sir. A right-wing kook is not how you would... Some people say kook, but that's only because he says things that are different from what some people think. Here's Rob with a thought on Ron Paul to finish it up here.
I have serious concerns about what we're dealing with in our country right now. With our current president, and I feel that you know, right now we are being taken over within, and honestly, I feel like somebody like Ron Paul is not even a chance that we cannot elect him. He's somebody to save us and bring us into what we believe America once was, and what we are seeing America turn into day by day on hundreds of thousands of video cameras all over across America is what we saw in Germany in World War II. Is the exact same. It is just repeating itself in history, and if you cannot see this, then this is an absolute issue that American people need to address.
Another young caller for Ron.